السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم. إن شاء الله. I hope that all of you are doing well. So for today's lesson, we will continue where we left off from ayah number 55 to ayah number 61, inshallah, of Surah Al-Ma'idah. We will begin first with the recitation of these verses. If you all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along, inshallah, as we start reciting from ayah number 55. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. إنما وليكم الله ورسوله والذين آمنوا الذين يقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة وهم راكعون وَمَن يَتَوَلَّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَإِنَّ حِزْبَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا دِينَكُمْ هُزُوًا وَلَعِبًا من الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم والكفار أولياء واتقوا الله إن كنتم مؤمنين وإذا ناديتم إلى الصلاة اتخذوها هزوا ولعبا ذلك بأنهم قوم لا يعقلون قل يا أهل الكتاب هل تنقمون منا إلا أن آمنا بالله وما أنزل إلينا وما أنزل من قبل وأن أكثركم فاسقون قل هل أنبئكم بشر من ذلك مثوبة عند الله من لعنه الله وغضب عليه وجعل منهم القردة والخنازير وعبد الطاغوت أولئك شر مكانا وأضل عن سواء السبيل وإذا جاءوكم قالوا آمنا وقد دخلوا بالكفر وهم قد خرجوا به والله أعلم بما كانوا يكتمون. Inshallah, that is our lesson from ayah number 55 to ayah number 61, inshallah. Inshallah, today for our theory part of our class, we will continue the topic of Mad or Mudud, or the lengthening in the Mad letters. In the last class, we began talking about the Mad Fari'i. This is going to be every type of Mad that is a little bit longer than two counts. So this is going to be any Mad that is four counts, five counts, or six counts. This is going to be because of a reason. This is going to be either because of hamza or because of a sukun. So we learned that when it comes to madfari'i, they are two separate categories. Those mudud that are affected because the next letter after the med is a hamza, causing that med to be 4, 5, or 6 counts. And there are another type of madfari'i that is affected by a sukun, meaning that there is a med and the letter after is going to be a letter with sukun. And this is going to cause that med to be there and be longer than a 2-count med. So the first type of mad that we covered was mad al-sila al-kubara. Now mad sila al-kubara, we learned that this is a mad that is bisabab al-hamza. It is because of a hamza. So again, what we are looking for is an alif, waw, or ya mad, and the letter after is a hamza. So it is going to be a lengthening caused by a letter hamza, bisabab al-hamza. And this one we learned is going to be on the pronoun ha. This is very similar to Matsila Asughra, but the only difference here is that the letter after has to be a hamza, and it is going to be 4 or 5 harakat. Ma lahu akhlada. So here, for example, we have that ha, and then the letter after is hamza. This is going to be a 4-count or 4 or 5 count med. So this is Matsila Al-Kubra, very similar to Matsila Al-Sughra. The only difference here is Sughra is from the word Saghir, meaning small, and Kubra is from the word meaning Kabir, which is greater. So this is going to be that greater Mad that is going to be longer than Sughra. So this is going to be 4 to 5 counts. Meanwhile, Matsila Al-Sughra, the one that we learned previously, that one is going to be a little bit shorter than that. It is going to be only that 2-count Mad. The next one that we covered after was Mad al-Wajib al-Muttasil. Now, Mad al-Wajib al-Muttasil is a lengthening that is also caused by the letter Hamza. So this is a type of Mad that is bisabab al-Hamza. Because of that Hamza, we have a Mad here. So we have the Alif, Waw, or Ya Mad, followed by the letter Hamza. Now, what is different about Mad al-Wajib al-Muttasil is that this has to occur in one word. Al-muttasil is from the word wasala. Now, wasala means to connect. The reason why it is known as wasala, connected, is because the med and the hamza are connected within one word. So when you look at a word, and within that one word, there is that med, and within that same word, we find a hamza, this is going to be a muttasil type of med, meaning that it is connected together. An example of this is the word ja'akum. Ja'akum, it came to you all. So this is one word. Now, ja'akum, we have that med. Ja'a-hamza. In one word. Ja'akum is one word here. So within one word, we have the hamza and we have the med letter. So we have the alif med and we have the hamza, and they both occur in one word. This is muttasil. It is wasala. They are connected together. Now, al-mad, of course, is al-mad. Al-wajib means that this is a wajib type of mad. It is a fard type of mad, meaning that it is obligatory for anyone who is reciting the Quran to recite this as a 4 or 5 vowel count mad. So for some types of mudud, such as the one that we will cover next, mad al-ja'iz, this one is not optional. In some types of mad, in different recitations, you are allowed to make it a little bit shorter than you would in other recitations. But for example, in Hafsan al-Aslim, we will continue to recite this a full 4 to 5 counts. But in other types of recitation, you may notice that a sheikh is not pulling this a full 4 to 5 counts. He may only do this for 2 counts. So there are some types of meds that you do not have to read a full 4 counts. You can recite them for 2 counts in certain recitations. I am just telling you that this is something that is optional. So if you do hear a sheikh doing this, it is not incorrect. This is because in his type of recitation, the recitation that he is following, he is allowed to do this. As I mentioned, in the recitation of Hafsan al-Aslim, the one that we are studying currently, we do not do any med that is less than 2 counts. So even for med ja'iz, although it is ja'iz, it is allowed to make it less. In Hafsan al-Aslim, we do not make it less. So for us, class, we will continue to recite every med fadiri as at least a 4-count med. We will remain consistent with this, but this is just to inform you all that if you do hear a sheikh, sometimes you may hear a sheikh reciting and he is using a different type of recitation, or he is reading a different type of style, and you hear that he is not reading his med the full 4 counts, and you are confused as to why he is doing this, then the reason may be that it is a type of meds that it is not fard for you to recite. So here, for example, med jaiz, the one that we will cover next, that one is not fard to recite. So in certain types of recitation, he may not recite it the full 4 counts. Now, med wajib is not one of those types of med. Med wajib, as the name implies, is a wajib med. It is wajib for anyone who is reciting to make this a 4 to 5 vowel count letter. The reason for this is because the alif med, or the waw med, or the ya med, occurs within one word, and the hamza is the next letter. For us to quickly switch the makhraj between the jawf and the hamza would have been very difficult. If this was a 2-count med, it would have been very difficult. Su'a, su'a. Now it's beginning to sound like a different word. Si'a, si'a. Now, it does not sound like a med. That med letter is almost being dropped. So in order to fully lengthen this med and make sure that everyone has heard that there is a med, it is wajib for anyone who is reciting to make this a 4 to 5 vowel count med. So for example, وجاءكم النذير. جاءكم, this is one word. See that there is the med, and then inside there is the hamza afterwards. This is a 4 to 5 wajib med, meaning that you must recite this full 4 to 5 counts. It is med muttasil, from the word wasala, meaning connected, because the med and the hamza are connected within one word. Su al-adhab, here in the word su'a, this is again a med followed by the letter hamza. It is found within one word. Su'a is one word. So this is going to be muttasil. It is in one word. It is also wajib because you have to recite this. It comes in the middle of the word, so everyone must read this a full 4 to 5 vowel counts. Si abihim, again there is that med followed by hamza within one word. Si'a is one word. So here it is wajib. It is muttasil because it is found in wasala, connected in one word. And then also it must be lengthened full 4 to 5 vowel counts. So 4 to 5 means that for certain types of reciters who recite very fast, this will be a 4-count med. And for other types of reciters who recite a little bit slower, it may be closer to 5 vowel counts. So depending on the speed of your recitation and the style of your recitation, it will be either 4 or it can also be 5 vowel counts. So here I can say, وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. So this was 4 counts if I'm reciting a bit faster. When I recite slower, وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. So here it might have been closer to 5 vowel counts. So depending on the speed of your recitation, you can do either 4 or you can do 5. So this was med wajib al-muttasil. We did cover this in the previous class, but I hope by going over it again, it has been a little bit more solidified. Inshallah, in the next class, we will cover the next type of med, and then that will also make it a little bit clearer. Now let's go ahead and move on to our ayat of today from ayah number 55. Innama waliyukumullah. The name Allah here is going to be heavy. Wa rasuluhu ra, in this case, is going to be heavy as well. والذين آمنوا الذين يقيمون الصلاة قاف is heavy, صلاة صاد is heavy, ويؤتون Hamza here is going to have jahr, so make sure that you give it a little bit of that jerkiness from the throat. Abruptly stop the sound on this hamna, on the hamza. ويؤتون الزكاة, and then here وهم راكعون, را is going to be heavy. ومن يتولى الله, name of Allah here is going to be heavy. ورسوله, را in this case is heavy as well. والذين آمنوا فإن حزب الله, name of Allah here is going to be heavy. هم الغالبون, غين is going to be heavy. يا أيها, this is going to be a 4 to 5 count med. So we see that there is that alif here. Now, although this may seem like this is one word, ya ayyuha, this is actually going to be mad ja'iz al-munfasil. Now, we will learn this when we learn mad ja'iz, but ya is one word, and ayyuha is another word. So even though they may look like they are written together, ya ayyuha, ya is going to be a mad ja'iz munfasil. So sometimes you may hear that a sheikh says, ya ayyuhal, Ya'iyuha. So he's only reciting it to count med, and the reason for this is because this is med ja'iz. Inshallah, we will cover this in the next class. This is almost one of the exceptions to this rule, or not an exception, just something you must be cautious of. But just something to note, ya is its own word, so this is going to be med ja'iz here. It is med ja'iz munfasil. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la tattakhidhu alladhina attakhadhu kha in both of these cases is going to be heavy dinakum huzuwan wa la'iban min alladhina utul kitaba min qablikum qaf is going to be heavy ba here has qalqala wal kuffara ra here is heavy awliya'a now awliya'a is one word and this is going to be because it is in one word it is muttasil so it is wajib to recite this med so for anyone who is reciting no matter what your style of recitation you will have to recite this a full 4 to 5 vowel count med now because we are stopping here on this hamza we are going to give this hamza a little bit of jahr and as we learned we also have to give it a little bit of nabr meaning that we are going to give this a little bit of that raising of the voice and stop abruptly on this hamza awliya So stop on this hamza and raise the voice a little bit. This is going to make it very obvious that there is a hamza here. If we do not do this, it may be dropped. Oh, Leah. Now we don't really hear that hamza. So in order to make it more audible, we will give it a little bit of nebe, raise the voice, and make that hamza very obvious. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ Name of Allah here is heavy. إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ وَإِذَا نَادَيْتُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ صَاد is going to be heavy. اتَّخَدُوهَا خَا is going to be heavy. هُزُوًا وَلَعِبَ ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ قَاف is going to be heavy. لَا يَعْقِلُونَ عَيْن is going to have to wasut from the middle of the throat and then قَاف is going to be heavy. قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ So again, we have this word, ya, and then ahla. So again, it may look like it appears together within one word, but recall that ya means o, and ahla means people. So these are two separate words. When you look at the meaning, it makes it a little bit easier. So this is going to be mad ja'iz munfasil. We will cover this in the next class, but for now, just keep in mind that this is ja'iz, meaning that it is not fard to recite a full 4 to 5 counts in all recitations. And it is going to be munfasil, meaning fasala, meaning disconnected, that it is not within in one word. Ya ahlal kitabi hal tanqimuna minna illa an amanna. Now this is another example of mad ja'iz munfasil. So for mad wajib muttasil, we learn that they are connected within one word. Mad ja'iz is not going to be connected. So mad ja'iz is going to be within separate words. So we see here that there is one word, minna, and the next word starts with the hamza. Same thing with illa, there is a med, and the next word starts with hamza. So this is different than med wajib muttasil. You can imagine that med ja'iz munfasil is almost the complete opposite. So one is wajib, meaning it is fard. The other one is not wajib, it is ja'iz, meaning it is allowed. One is muttasil, it is connected within one word, and the other is munfasil, meaning that it is not connected within one word. Again, we will cover this in the next class, but for now, just keep in mind that this is not mad wajib muttasil, it is the other one. So because it is found in two different words, then it is going to be ja'iz munfasil. As we are reciting in Hafs and Aslam, we will read this a full 4 to 5 counts. Minna illa an amanna billahi, name of Allah here is going to be light. Wama unzil, again this is a 4 count med, this is mad ja'iz. Unzila ilayna, wama unzila, again 4 count med, this is also mad ja'iz. Min qablu, qaf is heavy, ba has qalqala, wa anna aktharakum, ra is going to be heavy, fasiqun, qaf is going to be heavy. Kul, qaf is heavy, hal unabbi'ukum bi sharrin, ra in this case is going to be light. Min dhalika mathubatan indallah, name of Allah here is heavy. And then because we are stopping here on the hat, make sure that you are giving it a little bit of hams. Give it a little bit of air. So when you give it that air, it ensures that we are not dropping this hat. Otherwise, when you say no, you don't hear this hat. So make sure you do give it humps. Name of Allah here is heavy. وَغَضِبَ غَيْن is heavy. طَاد is heavy. وَغَضِبَ عَلَيْهِ وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَادَةَ قَافْ is heavy, رَا is heavy وَالْخَنَازِيرَ خَا is going to be heavy, رَا in this case is heavy وَعَبَدَ الطَّاغُوتَ طَا is going to be heavy, غَيْن is heavy أُولَٰئِكَ this is a 4 count med this is going to be مَدْ وَاجِبْ مُتَّصِل it is wajib because it is found within one word and it is fard to recite so we will read this a full 4 to 5 counts أُولَٰئِكَ شَرٌ رَا is heavy مَكَانًا وَأَضَلُّ ضَاد is heavy عَنْ سَوَاءٍ Now again, this is going to be mad wajib muttasil. It is wajib, it is fard to recite for everyone. And it is going to be muttasil because it is found in one word. Sawa'i, this is going to be one word. And we see that there is the mad and the hamza, both of them are wasala, they are connected together. Sawa'is sabil. And then here, this is going to be lam with a tawassut. And then in the next ayah, وَإِذَا جَاءَكُمْ, again, this is going to be another مَدْ وَاجِبْ مُتَصِلْ جَاءُكُمْ. So here, this is a four-count مَدْ. We see that there is the meds, and then there is the hamza within one word. So this is مَدْ وَاجِبْ مُتَصِلْ قَالُوا آمَنَّا. This is going to be مَدْ جَاءِزْ مُنْفَصِلْ because it is not found within one word. قَالُوا is one word. آمَنَّا, hamza, is in a separate word. وَقَدْ قَافْ is heavy. دَخَلُوا قَافْ is, the خَا is heavy. بِالْكُفْرِ رَا in this case is light. وَهُمْ قَدْ قَافْ is heavy. دَالْ هَسْ قَلْقَلَ. خَرَجُوا خَا is heavy. رَا is heavy. وَاللَّهُ خَرَجُوا بِهِ. وَاللَّهُ, Allah here is heavy. أَعْلَمُ عَيْنْ it has تَوَسُّتْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْتُمُونَ. And then here we end on a four-count mad. So inshallah, that is our lesson for today. Ayah number 55 to ayah number 61, and we'll stop here. And then inshallah, in the next class, we will cover mad jaiz munfasil and then look at some examples with a little bit more detail. Inshallah, we'll stop here for today. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.